Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns?
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential.
I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
This is an employees bargaining chip now.
Send
what's happening?
The clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
Thank you, Blue Eyes. Telling us like it is from the grave.
Isn't it rich?
It's a live Friday transmission on this June 25th, and General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to the real president, has come out in an absolutely key analysis and said the globalists are going to stage false flags ahead of the evidence of the audit being overwhelming and other states joining the audit. This is just simply what all the preparation has been about at the Pentagon. What the critical, radical brainwashing has been about with the race theory. All of this has been prepping it to say that anyone that opposes open borders, global government, election fraud, disarmament, sellout to China is a white supremacist. And even mainstream news has now basically gotten that and understood that and are now saying any opposition to even forced inoculations or lockdowns is white supremacist. So that's how they're dividing the American people up, white against black, hoping they can confuse people to join the globalist side. It is an incredible time to be alive. And the wheels are all really coming off right now. Look at this interesting tweet by Major Patriot. Let me get this straight. Within 24 hours of Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani appearing in court to address Dominion voting system lawsuits, Giuliani gets his law license yanked. A building in the same neighborhood where members of Trump family reside completely collapses. John McAfee commits suicide. Biden threatens F-15 airstrikes armed with nukes against Americans who want to take on the government. It's just all part of the crazy atmosphere that is unfolding. You know, I'm taping some big interviews today and tomorrow for a special Saturday show we're going to air at 4 p.m. Central. And I was talking to Ted Nugent and his great wife today. We were taping for it. And she's like, hey, I was watching your show yesterday. I was listening, and you were really down. You need to be more upbeat. And I even had somebody at a gas station say, hey, Alex, I was listening today. And you really need to be more upbeat. People are really waking up. And then I've been contacted by a lot of really prominent people saying, hey, there's a great awakening happening. You're the tip of the spear, and we're with you, and be positive. And so I appreciate all of that, and I appreciate the crew putting up with me. People were asking me yesterday why I was flipping out. It just, this stuff starts to really get to me. I mean, this is so real, and I knew it was real, but it's so sad to see this evil still going forward despite the fact it should be easy to defeat. But really, that's part of God's plan. So we got one hell of a broadcast lined up for you. I just wanted to thank all the folks that support me, and I need your prayers, so thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. When you live in denial, you live in great tyranny and bad times. There's no safety. When you embrace God and justice, well, then, ladies and gentlemen, you live in a world that is a lot safer and a lot better. More like Mayberry RFB. Again, thank you for joining us on this June 25th, 2021 Friday transmission. Let me do my best, as I try so often to do, and just give you an overview of what's coming up today. We have several big guests in studio, one of which I already had in the studio yesterday that I was very impressed by, and whose sincerity and energy brought tears to my eyes. I was like, to quote great guitarist, a great songwriter, standing next to his fire. We have Maj Tor joining us again in studio, and we have Jeremy Brown, who is the Green Beret, who the feds tried to get to infiltrate the Patriot movement and set people up. And that goes into all the new news coming out documenting that most of the people that first attacked the police and triggered the police response, but then triggered the leading edge of the Trump demonstration to fight back and then breach the Capitol, indeed that was a provocateur false flag operation. So that is coming up. And Jeremy Brown, who was just on American Journal doing a great job with the program before me here at InfoWars, Harrison Smith, he will be in studio with us as well. And then Friday's host, fourth hour, Stu Peters, then Owen Schroyer, and the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Okay, so that's what we've got guest-wise. The COVID news gets more intense every day. A lot of this is news that came out yesterday that I didn't properly cover, and new stuff that's broken, but it's just one of these articles alone you could do the whole 4 hours on. The CDC and the FDA have come out and said, we're putting a warning on the mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, that it can cause heart attacks. Well, we already knew that. You saw what happened in Europe where they started giving the shots first in the UK. So incredible that they brought an experimental vaccine on the market that when they did other tests on rodents 8 years ago in Texas at UT, it did the same damn thing. Oh, but Fauci didn't know about some study at UT. Yeah, he did. He paid for it, and his name's on the study. That's why I get physically angry here, because I care about people. Because I have empathy. And when I see young people having heart attacks and dying and strokes and now being in wheelchairs, and I know they're targeting my children with peer pressure to take this stuff, it makes me at a cellular level extremely angry. And I'm trying and praying every day that God can help me with this, but it's getting to the point where I have trouble doing the show. And I understand ignorance is bliss. Well, I'm not living in ignorance, and I'm getting pissed. And you know what? That's natural, but I'm going to put my energy into taking action. There's a big march coming up tomorrow. in Houston. I'm going to try to make it. I think Owen's going. We should get that lady to pop back in at least for 10 minutes today so people know about her event, that nurse that got fired along with 180-something other ones because they wouldn't take the deadly injection. I mean, this is experimental. This is dangerous. It says it can make you have a damn heart attack or a frickin' stroke. And you're fired if you don't want to take it. It's incredible. So we've got, that's just one article. Talk a whole show about that, good one. The ramifications of that, an experimental injection, but it wasn't experimental. They studied it all over the world on animals and humans, and they knew that if you made a vaccine to attack the spike protein on a virus, the delivery system, that that spike protein is made up of the same stuff we're made up of, and would make us attack our bodies. And then you see the head bioethicist in the U.S., on TV saying, we're going to give you injections that make you allergic to red meat. And the globalists said, son, we ain't doing that. We're going to give them a shot. Makes them allergic to themselves. Woo! They did it. And here's why I'm so upset. You know, Snowden's come out, who is a good person and really had a lot of courage. And is not an insider that leaks stuff because he's still part of the system. He's for real. Just like Julian Assange, just like many others. And he said that look for Assange to be killed next after McAfee. McAfee, of course, was killed. And his lawyer says he was not suicidal. Hell, he said on Twitter he'd never commit suicide just a week ago. And so that's physically why I started crying in the third hour yesterday. Well, I had that guest in here talking about self-defense and coming together because that was just my endorphins being released and my brain soothing me because I can consciously handle death and I'm ready to die. But I've made these decisions now. I mean, I don't like to say things that haven't come true, but they're very close to killing me, folks. Very close. They're very close to going up to Tucker Carlson. They're very close to trying to kill Trump. And I don't say that to be dramatic. We need to know the zone we're in. And this is my lane. I asked to be in this lane. I'm extremely honored. And it feels really good. But the crying is just the emotion of it all becoming true and all being real and how epic it all is on a planet in space and all this incredible stuff happening. And our average human friends are asleep and don't even know what's happening. And then I've got all these videos of Democrats that are in all white clubs that Hispanics, blacks, and Asians aren't allowed in. And I'm for free association. If you want to have your own racist club, you can do it. But it doesn't mean you can then lecture us how we're all racist when we're not and you are. It's just the overwhelmingness of the fraud of these people. And I like John McAfee. I thought he was a cool guy. You know, I like Joe Rogan. He's a cool guy in person. You know, one of the boys hanging out with him. You feel cool. You feel fine. It's not because they're a celebrity. It's just that they have that energy. And you know they went in there and tortured him first before they killed him. And that's me next. So I got a lot of empathy for him. And I'm pissed off. You understand that? But here's the thing. I'm going to try to take Gandhi's example. He took it his from Christ or Martin Luther King's. And I realize they want to trick us into violence right now. So I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to fight them in the information war as hard as I damn can. And in the end, when we take this country and planet back, they are going to pay legally and lawfully for what they've done. And I just want to make sure we beat them as quick as we can. All right, let me hit the big news. Oh, boy. General Flynn has come out and rightfully said that they're going to stage massive false flags. That's just what comes after 11, 12, 1 o'clock. What comes after 5, 6 on a clock? It's a no-brainer. It's absolutely true. It's going to happen unless we expose it. Question is, how do you expose it? I mean, the clock is racing down here. We're going to play that when we come back. Right out of break, him yesterday issuing an emergency warning. It's on Infowars.com, the full-hour interview. I suggest you share it. And I'm going to just leave it at that. People say, well, why is it on your show? Well, you heard him endorse the show. I've met with him. It's great. He's got a plan. I'm not going to say what he's up to, but but we're going to be doing some stuff together in the near future. And I'm working with him, and I agree with his plans. They're just right with mine, because we sit there and finish each other's sentences. We're in this. We're immersed in this. We've got knowledge. And so we're simpatico because we're singing off the same sheet of music that's called reality. And you live in the real world, you know what's coming next. And so they want to kill Flynn. You can make your damn sure of that. We're all targets, and none of us are suicidal, and none of us are going to kill ourselves. We love life. I love life. Flynn loves life. Tucker Carlson loves life. Julian Assange loves life. And Julian Assange is a damn hero. And it is a black mark on Trump that he didn't do anything for Assange when he told Assange to leak that information. People go, how do you know that? He said it on TV. He said, Assange, release it. A week later, Assange released it. And I'm out here to just bash Trump all day. I'm glad Trump's in the fight. We need him. It's just that now is the time to not leave our people behind, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side with General Flynn's emergency warning.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Show on this live Friday, June 25th transmission. We got another special Saturday transmission coming up for you that'll air 4 p.m. Central tomorrow with some big guests. Not just Ted Nugent is huge, but we're working on some really big guests that are up to the boat. We want to get them in the boat first. Big breaking news tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, let's get back to the big issue at hand. This is on InfoWars.com. Warning, America, General Flynn says globalist will pull something big before the Arizona audit goes public. And he says, not UFOs, and I agree with him, not, you know, a nuclear war, but blowing up a church, shooting up a black church. That's what all the pre-programming is. White supremacists are everywhere. They're about to kill black people, and it's all Trump supporters' faults and all people that question the election. And you're like, why is this on every channel, every news show, every Democrat politician is just everywhere like a parrot? White supremacists are going to attack. White supremacists are going to kill everybody. If somebody said somebody's going to burn your house down for a couple months, when your house burns down, who would you think burned the house down? The person that kept telling you that your house was going to get burned down. They talk to you like you're idiots. It's like when they're rolling out a new Mustang, they have ads for it, or a new flavor of Coke. They have months of ads for it. Well, they're rolling out that white supremacists are everywhere and are going to kill everybody and need to be put in the FEMA camps and that the CIA needs to arrest members of Congress because they're planning a giant overthrow and we're going to kill everybody. With zero evidence or anything of it. They're not doing that for no reason. They're going to stage something. And the Arizona audit, they're debating whether it's going to be done in 2 weeks, a month. Massive evidence has come out, so much every day. I can spend the whole show on what they found in Michigan and Arizona and Georgia. And that's why the Justice Department, run by Mr. Garland, has now sued Georgia today. As soon as they couldn't get their federal takeover of elections that violates the Constitution, total federalization, as soon as that fraud didn't pass, he comes out of his little snake hole and says, we're taking over the Georgia system, we've sued. But their lawsuit wants to federalize it state by state now so they can have people vote curbside with no IDs, so no signatures needed on a mail-in ballot. Fraud. They got all these illegal aliens voting, dead people voting. It's on record. They've now confirmed Georgia was double counting ballots that night. You can watch the video back when we got it, but now it's confirmed. Now, The Republican leaders that have denied it in Georgia are now having to admit it. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers. Whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It will be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who will then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanists always start shooting people and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. Here's General Flynn, former head of defense intelligence, former national security advisor to the president, giving the same warning.
Do you think it's going to be, God forbid, some sort of a 9/11 event, or are they going to just hang their hat on the UFO noise that we now are seeing, you know, in mass reporting by mainstream media? Nonetheless, they're now talking about UFOs and zombie apocalypses. Actually, they reported about zombie apocalypses. Which city might have the biggest zombie apocalypse? And that was actually New York City, by the way, for those of you in New York. Sorry to say, you might get eaten by a zombie. So, do you have any feeling whether it's going to be a 9/11 type event, or is it just going to be some noise like UFOs, which have been around forever?
Yeah, no, I mean, there is going to be something that's going to happen, and I'm afraid that what it's going to do is it's going to further divide the country. It's not going to be as dramatic as something as you're talking about with 9/11 and the stupidity of this, you know, nonsense of UFOs and this apocalyptic crap is such garbage. People need to face reality. We need to face reality. They are going to continue to go after Donald Trump, okay? They're going to continue to go after Donald Trump. And I'm glad to see the president finally getting out and doing rallies. He's going to be doing one in Sarasota here on the 4th of July. I think he's going to be up in Ohio, you know, tomorrow, Saturday. So he's going to get back out, and he needs to light the world on fire, because I know that they are going to go after him. And whenever they go after him, it's never pretty. It's going to be ugly. And that creates a lot of media attraction. Everybody has to cover it. What does it mean? What is it going to do? And it keeps everybody off of the election fraud. As I said at the beginning of this show, you know, repeat after me, the 2020 presidential election was stolen. That there is no doubt in my mind anymore. There's none. And there's too much evidence that has come to the top, and the truth will continue to come out. So something is going to happen. I don't think we're going to have to wait until the end of the summer. I think it's going to happen here fairly soon, because they do not want – they're going to – in fact, they must create noise prior to the Arizona audit starting to really bubble out. They're going to have to do something.
Well,
that's right. So, warning America. General Flynn says globalists will pull something big before AZ audit goes public. That is, I agree, one of the top issues we're facing, if not the top issue, because all the preparation, all the demonization, all the prescripting that this white supremacist army, this phantom menace, is going to be doing all of this. So we're going to go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and I'm going to shift gears into that entire area. And look at why they're promoting black-on-white crime while then hyping up white-on-black crime that is almost non-existent. What is the larger issue behind that, and how do we expose that? Then we've got the huge developments, massive heart attack, strokes, not, quote, rare, as they said, but extremely common in old, middle-aged, young, black, white, doesn't matter. It's super deadly. We've got all of that news. We also have some really important information dealing with the economy. And, of course, this came out yesterday, but I wanted to learn more about it. I've had a chance to read the Supreme Court of New York's disbarment of Rudolph Giuliani, and they just say with no proof, you question an election, that's not allowed in America. They actually say that. So this is just outrageous behavior by the New York Supreme Court, and it shows that the judiciary is in the pocket of the globalist, and it's gone full weaponization against humanity. So there that is right there. It's all coming up. Remember, this is not a spectator sport. This is toe-to-toe with the New World Order. So please, however you're listening, on radio or TV or at InfoWars.com, share those links with everyone you know and tell them to share it. That's how we trigger the chain reaction. That's how we defeat the globalists. Stay with us.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine. There's three types that are good for the body. It does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The clown in chief who stole his way into the White House is disintegrating in front of all of our eyes.
I got $1.9 trillion relief so far. I wrote the bill. I wrote the bill. On the environment. I wrote the bill.
Is Joe Biden really a racist? I'm gonna hit with my view on this. No. He's an anti-human. Joe Biden hates everybody but himself. Joe Biden is a psychotic, sociopathic control freak who lies to everyone. And, yeah, were there old alliances of elitist white people that didn't want you in their country club if you weren't related to them? Snobs to white people as well as black people or anybody else? Absolutely. And Joe Biden belonged to those all-white clubs until the 90s. And he defended those. Now, look, you're allowed to have your own all-black club, all-Asian club. Hell, you know, you have fraternal clubs that are all Polish or all German or all Japanese or all Mexican. That's fine. But it's not like, oh, this is our Italian culture center or the Jewish, you know, center. This is only white people, period, by invitation to be part of this club. And those clubs are all about saying we're the elite, better than everybody. And you have a right to do that. I have a right to say you're a fraud, especially when I have no desire to be any part of a club that would have me, to quote Groucho Marx. But the fact is these guys are part of a globalist club that see everyone else as a commodity, and everyone else as worthless, and everyone else to be abused and fed off of. And they've got their own cloistered separate clubs from us because they want to be able to suck us dry and make us poor and dumb us down and not even look at us while they live on all of our stolen energy. Whereas I want to see everybody successful and empowered through competition. These guys want monopoly systems. And so, yeah, he's super creepy. Let's actually play the non-edited, non-joke one. Let's actually play the whispering clip from him yesterday, just with no editing, to get an idea of the serious cognitive freak show decline of this guy that doesn't know what planet he's on. Here it is.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more.
This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Now I want to explain something to black people or anybody else that has never lived around a country club, something about country club folks. A lot of them are really nice people that like to play golf, like to play tennis. Whether it's an elitist country club or whether it's just a, you know, blue-collar country club, and they got those. I grew up in a kind of a mid-level, middle-class country club, and I would routinely have old men drive up on a golf cart when I'd be walking down the street and ask, are you part of the club? Do you live around here? And they just do it to act official and powerful. And you better believe if they're black, they're going to come over and ask why you're here as well. But that goes on to everybody. I live on a golf course. And everybody walks on the golf course about 9 in the morning when the golfers get out there. And I probably had 20 times over the years, old ladies see me walking along with one of my kids and ask, do you live around here? And I'm always polite and I say, yeah, sure do. Do you live around here? Well, I just wanted to make sure you lived around here. Oh, because how would you like it if I asked you that? Oh, you wouldn't like that. See, you're in a position of the elitist, and you're the boss, and so you're at, see, where do you live? Well, they'll start stuttering. I live at this restaurant. Exactly. So you're on a power trip, and I'm not sneaking around your backyard. I'm here with my three-year-old walking over here to the creek. God forbid you got fishing poles over your shoulder. Because of these mummies that live in high-rise buildings or on these golf courses, it's weird to go fishing in a creek. And that's why when they walk around the golf course, they wear like polo shirts and, you know, even in hot weather, these like Thurston Howell III outfits or stuff from Bushwood in Caddyshack. I grew up in a Caddyshack neighborhood. I actually grew up basically at a place just like Bushwood. And I got to actually see how the world worked, because you see all the different stratas. You got the guys gambling behind the greenskeeper shop. You got, I mean, literally the exact, that crazy Vietnam vets that want to blow up the Gophers with explosives. I mean, I think that must have gone on at every golf course, because that was actually going on. So you've got to get it. It's not black against white. It's elitist against everybody else. And Donald Trump's the guy that bought all these clubs and opened them up to everybody. He's like, hey, let's have a party. And they're the ones that didn't. So if you understand their mindset, they're not taking these deadly vaccines. They're not doing this. No, they want you to take them. They want to dominate you. So this came out a few days ago. I was in New York, didn't have time to cover it. I want to cover it now because Imagine if Donald Trump was in an all-white club. No, he actually opened up the all-white clubs, bought them up when they were failing, and opened them up to everybody. Dim Sin, White House defends family's membership in all-white club. It's a long tradition in Rhode Island. Oh, like the KKK? So, again, this is the big Democrat that lectures us how all whites are racist and America's bad and the military needs to tell white troops they're bad and create this racism system. But then he's in an all-white club in Rhode Island that's famous and racist. And then Joe Biden's the exact same way, in speeches saying black people are cockroaches. But that's okay because he's a Democrat. And it's okay if Tim Cook runs death camps for Apple because he's gay. I mean, literally, it's like, oh, you're a Democrat? Oh, you're gay? Oh, then it's okay if you're a pedophile. So here he is, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who portrays himself as a progressive social justice warrior. But see, the mainstream media won't ask him, can you imagine if I was in an all-white club? Can you imagine what they would say and do? But oh no, I don't want to be in an all-white club. They do. I want to be in an all-patriot club. How about that? I'm going to be in a club where if Democrats don't like it, don't join. How about that? How about I'm in the American club? How about that club? The club, you know, of free speech and guns and family and fast cars and lots of wealth and power and success and Jesus Christ at the center of it. That's why we got all that power. Here's this piece of crap. Here he is.
A little close. Okay. Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Daily Speech Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that, and I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Some of the concerns in 2021, I mean, obviously it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age, you know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
So he and his dirtbag wife are part of a literal KKK club, but he's going to divide us on race and tell us we're all bad to fight with each other, which is exactly what the KKK does. So, Dim Senator Whitehouse, burn in hell. Burn in hell. I hate you. How dare you spew your racism? How dare you spew your division? How dare you sell us out to China? How dare all of you leftists do this? Lock us down, tell us we're not essential, sit there and teach us, and then cut the police so crime explodes and all the other criminal activities you engage in. What a slimy, he's so arrogant, he's so conceited, he's so, not even effeminate, he's just this soft doughboy laughing at everyone because he's the elitist, he's part of the club, he's going to screw you over, it's a long tradition, he's the KKK teaching you how to be racist, using race to control you. Burn in hell, White House, burn.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Special guest in the studio and a lot of key information. My frustration is, if you want to have your own racial club or your own group, have at it. In fact, if you're proud of your group and say, we're into Celtic tradition, and if you've got Celtic bloodline background, we want you to be part of an organization. Or if we're, you know, we're an African group that's all about African culture. If you're part of an African culture, come. It's not that you hate other people. It's that you're proud of your culture. I'm 100% for that, but these weird East Coast, that's where they mainly have them, clubs, where it's because you're white is the reason. And then everybody else is excluded. You're allowed to have that club in America, but I'm allowed to say you're an elitist, and then I'm really allowed to say I hate your guts when you run around sowing racial division and telling five-year-olds, I'm sorry. Now it turns out the feds are funding it in preschool. Three-year-old white children are being told they're bad because they're white by these racist freakazoids that want to create division. Because you know it's going to make white people racist, right? I never grew up seeing racism, didn't hear about it. Now that whites are being told they're racist and they're pieces of crap, A lot of white folks are getting really racist. And you know what? I don't blame them because that's tribalism. A lot of black people that have been suppressed become racist. Because if somebody doesn't reach out to you and explain the bigger picture, that's what you'll do to protect yourself. But the crew pointed this out, and this is admitted. I forgot to point it out myself. That this Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island, who runs around pushing critical race theory and all of it, his wife runs the 200-year-old all-white super racist KKK club. So when he says, oh, sorry, the management can't do anything about it, ha, 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 and look at the arrogance and fakeness and disingenuousness of him. When you have discernment, you look at him or Skelter or Tim Cook, and you just see a demon. The average person, oh, that's a nice gray-haired man in a suit. He's a dude that runs a creepy all-white club that's 200 years old that then tells everybody else they're racist. Fuck you! And Northam in KKK outfits and all of it. I mean, that's they're race controllers. And back when whites were the majority and they could trick them into being racist, they do it. And now they're trying to make the minorities all racist to control them. It's the oldest trick in the book, and it's disgusting. And I personally am sick of it. And you got the Democrats on every channel saying whites are inherently evil and whites are bad. And we have record numbers of innocent white people, white babies, white women, white men, grabbed out of their cribs, taken and murdered by black racists because they were white. I never even played that crib footage, the little kid, the baby being grabbed out and taken and raped and murdered in the street because they were white. But a black guy watched there was a little white kid there, figured out where he lived, and wanted to kill a white baby. And when he got arrested by the police, he said, white people are racist. Like this black guy that just shot all these people. He said, well, there's all these white racists. I mean, they're Nazis. I'm Captain America. Because Senator Whitehouse gets up on television and says white people are inherently bad. In fact, I forget the little boy's name. And he was in Dallas. You have the black racist who crawls through the window, grabs a little kid out of his crib, and takes him to kill him. And again, I don't blame all black people for that, but I do blame White House. I do blame the media. I do blame Jeff Zucker. I do blame Google. I do blame you. I mean, look at that little smart-ass face on him. He's got a lot of nerve, doesn't he? He'd be like, if I was up here all day telling you that I love everybody and I believe in Martin Luther King's statement of judging people on the content of their character, which I do because it makes sense. And then you found out I was in an all-white KKK club, you wouldn't have much faith in me, would you? But his constituents, because the media cover it up, do. We need people protesting outside this KKK member's house every damn day. If somebody wants to honestly be a member of the KKK, that's their right. We don't need to protest their house. We got plenty of racists on all sides. But when you want to lead us into a race war, when you're a damn member of the KKK, I say you are a special case and you need to burn in hell. You race, Gordon. Oh, I'm so sick of these people. Gosh, I'm tired of frauds, aren't you? I haven't even gotten into all the attacks on white people articles and General Milley. Oh, the white people are evil. And oh, he wants to know why we're evil because we attacked the Capitol because we're white. No, no, you lured us into that. You were obviously part of it. Out of a million people, you got a few hundred idiots to do what they did. And it was all run by the leftists. And we'll cover it next hour with a witness to it. Yeah, look at this. I mean, he crept in there to grab the little kid out of his room and then take him and torture him and murder him because he was white. Can you imagine if they try to turn this into a George Floyd thing and blame all blacks for what this guy did? That'd be a crime. Just like turning what one cop did by accident into all whites did it is a crime. And you've got this mentally ill dude that looks like he's about 80% white anyways, going in here because a demon's in him, wants him to kill a child. Oh, but don't tell General Milley about that. Or the latest thing. I mean, look at this vampire standing above the crib. And then he finally grabs the little boy, the little baby, and takes him out to kill it. And they found the kid dead in the street. They keep rolling until he grabs the kid. It's for TV viewers. Black extremist shoots Daytona cop in the head as DOJ and FBI stay laser focused on January 6th protest and white extremist. Well, don't worry. There's one less devil, that three-year-old boy. Get that devil. Get him now and take him away. He's going to show that white devil what Senator Whitehouse taught him to do. We're going to go to break. I just want to put this out right now. Without you, we can't stay on the air. And we're neck and neck in the red. That really pisses me off because I want to expand, not contract. So please support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I want to salute all of you that do financially support us. But I got to tell you, we got our yearly 4th of July special, bringing back the big sales, double Patriot points, free shipping. Right now on Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off, just added today. Super male vitality and female vitality is incredible, especially for the libido. 50% off, just added. It's cold pressed, nothing else like it. Survival Shield X3, 60% off. Biotrich Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. It's only making like 30% almost, so that's a big discount. Then we've also got all storable food, highest quality, ready to ship. They decided not to raise food prices this year, even though everybody else has. But this is the only other time, they said this and Christmas, that I can offer it at 10% off until the end of the year. So it won't be until like November that I offer the entire My Patriot Supply spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com for an additional 10% off because our other distributors get pissed. Because I'm the biggest distributor. I already sell it at the lowest price you're going to find. They're the best company out there for the quality of food you get at the low price. 10% off now, and I'm told that can run for 2 weeks contractually, and then it is over. So, all storable food supplies, 10% off, already the lowest price, already last year's prices, because the owner of the company says it's his mission. He was literally told to do this by God 14 years ago. His company's become the biggest in the world now. Restorable food, and it's because they have such quality control and such low prices, and I believe in his mission, and I've seen his mission. I'm the one calling up saying, hey, I'm not making a big percent on this. We need money to fund ourselves. Can you raise prices? Because we're barely, and he's like, nope, we're keeping them the same. That's fine. We got to sell a lot of food to get in the few percentages we get to be able to fund ourselves. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Part of the July 4th super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's a lot of other great books and films and other supplements. It's all there, and that's how we make this operation go, is because of you. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We've got a special guest in studio the Fed's trying to hire to set up Patriots straight ahead.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I started taking